She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running.
Continuing our conversation with Marty Ronski from the Milwaukee Brewers. Obviously, baseball season right around the corner. The guys working hard out at spring training, but they will be back in Milwaukee in no time. And of course, you cannot think about this upcoming season without thinking about Bob Uecker. We all loved seeing the little personal touches that the players are going to have. Obviously, Christian Yelich and his bat. And then I saw the patch that that you guys are doing. Tell me more about this patch that people can go out and get in order to show their appreciation for everything Bob Uecker did for this organization over the years, Marty.
Whole thing really started with the players, and I think players and Bob and their relationship with Bob, and that's what makes it so extra special. The patch, you know, you guys have seen in all sports over time, it matters to the players what's on their sleeve. So we of course wanted to honor Bob in that way and worked with his family to come up with the right thing. The right look, the right design, something that really honored Bob in the right way. And so the design of the patch is really unique. The players, you know, we revealed it a while ago. It'll debut in Milwaukee on opening day on the jerseys. But for our fans, you can come into the team store and buy that patch on a jersey. You can go back to the little where you get the custom jerseys made, and the jersey can be added to that patch too. We had so many fans say, we want to be part of this, so that's the direction we went.
So the last... Marty, go ahead, Chu.
Marty, will there be alumni players coming back to honor him at some point in time?
Yeah, Chu, over time there will be. For opening day, we've got sort of a set of... It's going to be really... I was told I can share this, but kind of wanted it to be a surprise. But they're going to do... We're going to have Bob's autograph really big in the outfield. And it looks... I don't know if you've seen it at spring. It's behind home plate at spring. It just looks really fantastic. And that's probably the best way he can be with us and with everybody in that way. Then we'll do our moment of silence on opening day, just to give everybody that moment. We will absolutely, Chu, have alums and... oh. So many different people back to honor Bob in August. So we haven't quite arrived at the details and the date, but it will be in August, and we will announce it, and we will honor him during a game for all fans, anybody that wants to come.
The last couple of years, my mom and I have gone to opening day, and she wanted to make sure. She's like, hey, we got to make sure we go again because I want to be there for all the Bob stuff. So that's fantastic. Are there tickets still available? Can people still get their tickets so they make sure they're there for all the different festivities that are going to be happening on opening day?
Yeah, 100%. And I remember your mom and you on opening day. So you tell her thank you for coming again. I do remember that from last year. Yes, there are still opening day tickets available. They are going. I mean, we are thrilled. They're moving really fast. So there are still tickets out there, though. So jump online, brewers.com/tickets or opening day. You can do either one. Opening day is going to be particularly extraordinary this year, not just because we've got some nods to Bob throughout the course of the game, but also we've got live music at the Ped Bridge. So right where you come over, everybody comes over that bridge. We've got live music. We've got five card studs coming. We've got we've got two DJs, maybe three DJs that are going to be there. It's going to be a really cool in-game extra things. We just, you know, look, every year we look at opening day and think about how we can do it better, make it a little bit more of a party. And so we're really going for it this year with our group.
Marty Ronski from the Milwaukee Brewers, COO, joining us in studio here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy to talk about some of the exciting things happening around your brew crew. We're talking about opening day. Am I seeing this correctly, that there is also an exclusive Jackson Churio t-shirt? Select opening day terrace level seats. That feels like incentive to get out to the ballpark and sit in the terrace seats.
Yeah, it's a really cool tee. There are only 5,000 of them. You guys actually have some coming. They're on their way. It's a Jackson Churio tee. We have select seats up on terrace. There are still some available. I checked right before I came in, so those seats are still available. It's a custom tee, and it really is limited edition. We are not selling it in our store. We're not doing anything else with it. So designed by one of our Wisconsin artists and one of our partners. We're going to have that t-shirt available as part of your package. So you buy that terrace ticket, you get that t-shirt. And so that'll be a pretty fantastic opening day kind of additional tribute. But we've got, you know, speaking of the giveaways and theme nights, and I mean, the season is stacked. We, you know, there's been all sorts of, you know, people talking about how many theme nights, how many giveaways, what are all the things we're doing? And we've got, let's see, 17 gate giveaways, I think. 9 theme nights, 3 community nights. It just, you know, we're putting it all out there for fans. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, Chewy, have you seen the cribbage board? Did you see the little cribbage board that they're giving out? Oh, so sweet. All right, go ahead, bud.
Marty, I've always wondered, where do the players stay when they're in spring training? Obviously, everyone knew that we stayed at St. Norberg back in the day. They don't do it anymore. I think they all stay at home, but we stay there. Are they at a college or are they at a hotel?
There are all sorts of different arrangements. Chew, by the way, I was at St. Norbert College while you guys were still staying there. So there you go. That'll be throwback.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel old. That was wonderful.
Hey, ouch. Wait, who's making who feel old on that one, bud? I was getting on the plane last night. I played with this little girl on the flight, like, all the way home, and the mom stood up at the end, and she's like, do you have grandkids? I was like, are you kidding me? Anyway, I literally texted my husband. I'm like, it's over. Like, I'm done. Just giving up right now.
Out of all of the bad plane experiences that I've had, I've never had that happen.
You've never been asked if you're a grandmother?
Right?
And I played with this little sweet girl for, like, hours, in any event. Some of them have their own places in Phoenix, you know, or that area, so they're actually staying at home. Others of them, you know, no, we're not putting them on college campuses. We've got all sorts of housing arrangements for them, but they're not on a college campus.
What is the best part of spring training? You said you've been back and forth. You just got back late last night. The best part for you of going down to Arizona?
I absolutely love the spring training atmosphere. It is, you know, kids rolling down the grass, you know, outfield. Some people sit in their seats, sure, but so much of it is just, you know, the chill atmosphere that comes with spring, the excitement, because, you know, so many Brewers fans come from Wisconsin and head out there. And so we haven't seen, like, the sun or warmth or any of those things, right? So the energy is really fantastic. And people are just excited. The players are excited. So I think the energy at Maryvale is unbelievable.
Marty Ronsky hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. When we talk about opening day, and you gave us a great list of all the things happening on opening day. You rattled off many of them. We've got the Alley Food Truck Park here as well. It looks like there'll be a bald eagle in the stadium that day for opening day for the national anthem as well. What is your favorite part of opening day? When you think about walking around, whenever we talk to Rick, he's always like, I don't know, I don't sleep a lot the night before, right? So he's sort of kind of zombieing his way through opening day. What is the best part of opening day for you and your experience?
I walk opening day from the tippy top of the ballpark, not literally the roof, but, you know, pretty much tippy top all the way down. And to what the point we were talking about earlier, everyone is having an amazing time in a different way. Yes, I've got my ops hat on, so I'm like, oh, look, we've got this little thing we need to tweak, and we've got this little thing we could be, you know, paying attention to better. But really, the reason we do what we do at the end of the day is for Wisconsin fans to have a really incredible experience. And when I walk the ballpark and I can see that happening, there's just nothing better for me. And to get that kicked off is awesome.
Do you have a favorite theme night this year that you guys are doing? Because you always have a bunch of different theme nights. They're always fun in their own different way. Do you have a favorite one, or do you try not to play favorites?
Well, no, I would say I Bark at the Park has just taken on a life of its own. I mean, it has just taken on a life of its own, and it really is fun. I think I probably hear about that theme night out in the real world more than any other. So we are expanding that again this season and sort of moving it around to let it get bigger and bigger. It's fantastic.
September 3rd, according to the schedule, Bark at the Park presented by Fleet Farm. And there is a portable pet water bowl being given out that night as well.
Yes. And we'll have our, you know, little potty pads everywhere too, for the for the dogs, but hey, if you know, whatever. So
it's a Wednesday. I don't know how many people are getting that rowdy on a Wednesday.
He said he's watching the players pee.
I got a serious question, Marty.
Oh,
do you get pushback from cat people?
You know, Chew, let's not go there.
I'm just saying, like, the cat people text and say, well, what about cats? I mean,
yes,
a lot of people have cats.
Yes.
Okay. Cats are inferior, Chew. They just have to live with that.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to create enemies here. But I will say, Chew, they don't transport as readily as dogs do. And, you know, we had the Hank. You know, Hank was our guy, and so it kind of, you know, Hank the ballpark pup. And so, you know, it sort of stemmed from there. We're just going to pretend you didn't say anything about cats. We love cats at the Brewers. We love, love, love them. There is cat gear in the store. Please know that we love your cats.
All right, I'm going to pivot off of that for a second.
Thank you, because my phone's already ringing back
at
the office.
We got Cerveceros Night. That's August 8th. Hockey Night, April 3rd, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. And it sounds like there's going to be a hockey-style sweatshirt giveaway for that night. Peanuts Night, like Fred Scholl's Peanuts. Star Wars Night, presented by ESPN Milwaukee with a Jedi Jackson bobblehead.
That's a really cool bobblehead, Jen. It's really cool.
Tropical Day, presented by UW Credit Union. And it says Brewers branded straw hat. What is Pokemon Go Day?
So Pokemon Go is a new, I don't know that it's new. I feel like Pokemon's, but the Pokemon Go concept is something that is coming from the league to us. And it's, you know, there's a game that goes together with it. And so at the ballpark, we'll be set up so that people can come and have their day to play Pokemon Go at the ballpark.
So you're
as
like bopping around looking for the little Pokemon characters or whatever around the ballpark. I imagine that'll be popular for kids, as will Sesame Street Day on August 10th, where there will be a Big Bird bobblehead.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. You know, our people are so creative when they're putting these concepts together and going month to month. You know, can't miss kids. We can't miss our Star Wars fans. And just really trying to make sure that we're touching all those different interests, as well as our community. Nice, Jen. You mentioned Cerveceros. We've got Pride Night. We've got the Negro League Tribute Game. So those are our really three theme nights that we are focusing on. Some years there's more, some years there's less. But those three are really our core right now, and we're going to make those pretty fantastic.
When do you start working on all these different things? Because, again, if you go out to the ballpark, it's like there's something going on almost every day. When do you actually start sitting down and trying to figure out what the schedule is going to look like and how you're going to have all these different events and themes and throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, now you're talking, Gabe. So this is the ops piece of it, right? The little magic. So, you know, it's interesting. There's sort of an overlap. So we're already starting to talk about 26. What we're going to, you know, where, how things are going to fit and where they're going to go. We don't have the schedule yet, but we start to think about that because there's always good ideas that are kind of extra that we don't have time to develop or get the rights to or whatever else. So those work on 26 while we're still figuring out pieces of how we're going to execute on 25. So it just rolls in that way. And, you know, our analytics team is measuring what worked in 25, what the fans like, what should we not do and do in 26. So there's always sort of that 2-year roll to everything we're organizing and figuring out. And again, hats off between marketing and analytics and ticket sales and all those groups at the office. They're jamming all the time.
All right. So let's just say, before we let you go, as the season goes on, somebody pops as a superstar. Like somebody is either it's a pitcher or a position player, and all of a sudden there is a huge fan following for them. They are performing well, and they're also charismatic. Can you guys roll in a thing for somebody like that? Like I think about like when Tony Plush was on the team, and I know it's back.
Oh, we remember.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All of a sudden, we were like, whoa, everybody loves this dude. The way he plays, his mannerisms, his characteristics. And then they rolled out a Tony Plush bobblehead. Can you guys do that? Do you have the flexibility if all of a sudden it's like, wow, there's a demand for this guy. We can make it happen.
Yeah, we absolutely can. And it is something that we watch for a ton. What we can do, bobbleheads can get tricky. Those can be tricky, but at least the t-shirt designs, which our fans just absolutely love. You know, we're doing that Wisconsin Artist Series this year because our fans love tees so much. But yeah, Jen, we absolutely can roll into that. The awesome thing about this team is that so many of them are so exciting to watch. You know, I came off of those first couple of days of spring training that I was out there, you know, Murph had me ready to run through a wall, and, you know, Sal's actually running through walls out there. And, you know, the energy is so awesome anyway, but we do have some incredible, you know, new talent that's going to be moved around a little bit. It's going to be fun to watch, but yeah, you better believe we're going to be on top of that.
Marty Ronsky from the Milwaukee Brewers COO going over some of the in-game giveaways that they have out at AmFam Field this year. Single tickets are still available. There are several, I don't know, I'd say limited tickets available for opening day. They are selling fast, but there are still seats available. And we just ran through a bunch of the things that you can do and get out at the ballpark this year. Marty, we cannot thank you enough for coming in studio, hanging out with us to talk about the Brewers and all of the excitement surrounding this baseball club. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it more than you can know. I absolutely, you know, I'm the Jen Gavin Chewy Geek, so here we are.
She keeps saying that.
I do.
And
I love
gotta
it
be careful.
So
every time it gets better and better.
Yeah,
I'm
here for you.
I knew she was a real nerd when I got introduced as Josh, and she said, wait, Joshy? And I said, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the right way.
I'm also the person that got out of her car with her lint roller stuck to her backpack this morning and had to have some lady tell me it was on there.
Girl,
so.
I had a Celsius explode in my bag this morning. I was like, what is going on?
It's Monday.
Case of the Mondays. Marty, thank you so much. We roll on right after this.